Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. God bless you and welcome. Welcome to Word Wednesday with Pastor Rebecca, Pastor Infinite, and the NCCM family. God bless you. Amen. We are just excited to be back here for another Word Wednesday. Amen. As we are approaching the holiday season, we are pushing and moving forward. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Let's go right into our prayer. Father God, we praise your name. We worship you. We magnify your name. You are worthy to be praised. Lord, we give you the glory, the honor, and the praise just because of who you are. We thank you for your love. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your grace, God. We thank you for your hand on our lives, oh God. We thank you, Jesus, hallelujah, that you are our all in all, that you are Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. Lord, we love you tonight, and we bless your name. We worship you. We glorify your name. We give you all glory, all honor, all praise on tonight, God. So, Lord, we ask, Father God, that you will come into this Word Wednesday and that you will have your way. Let your will be done, O God, on earth, even as it has already been ordained in heaven. God, you already know the plans that you have for us. You have already set out your plan, O God, before we got here to the earth realm. And God, we are asking, O God, that you will manifest your plan in the earth realm in the name of Jesus. Lord, we ask, Father God, that you will have your way. Let your will be done, O God. Hallelujah. Touch every person that's listening live. Touch every person that's listening, O God, via the archives, and Father God, by phone and by computer, O God. And Lord, we thank you in advance for what you're going to say on tonight. Speak to us, God. Speak to our hearts on tonight, God. We need to hear a word from you, O God, in the name of Jesus. Bless those who are here. Bless those who are coming, God. Bless those, O God, who will say tonight that I need to hear a word from the Lord. So, Lord, we give you the glory. We give you the honor. We give you the praise for what you're going to say and do on tonight. And, Lord, we say, have your way. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Bless Pastor Anthony as he's out on the road. God, we pray over his life. We bind up the hands of the enemy. We declare and decree that no weapon formed against him can prosper. We thank you, Jesus, hallelujah, that we are the top and not the bottom, above and never beneath, oh God. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for working all things together for our good, oh God. We praise you on today, God. We declare that we already have the victory, oh God. So bless Pastor Anthony even as he travels, God. Bless each and every person that will come into this Word Wednesday on tonight. Bless every person that's here. Pastor the Prophet Jamal. Bless our deacon, Carmen Callow. Bless, oh God, the prayer team, oh God. Bless, oh God, each and every person, oh God, that is a part of this ministry, oh God. And Lord, we thank you, Lord, and we praise you. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen and amen, amen. Well, God bless you. Amen. It's so good to be back on tonight. Tonight, we're going to go into part two. A week before last, I taught part one of walking in faith for God's plan, walking in faith for God's plan. And tonight, we are going to finish up that lesson prayerfully, part two. Pastor Anthony is on the road. We keep him in our prayers. Amen. So for those who were not here for part one, you can go to the archives, and it's 2 weeks ago. Last week, Pastor Anthony taught a powerful lesson on faith as well. So you could just go back 2 weeks from today and listen to part one, and then listen to part two, and make sure you listen to Pastor Anthony's lesson if you missed it. Amen. Let's go to our Bible. Turn with me to the book of Hebrews, Hebrews chapter 4. Hebrews chapter 4. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And this is Pastor Rebecca Simmons, Pastor Prophet, Rebecca Simmons. For those who do not know me, Hebrews chapter 4, verse 1. Let us therefore fear, lest a promise being left us of entering into his rest, any of you should seem to come short of it. For unto us was the gospel preached, as well as unto them. But the word preached did not profit them, not being mixed with faith in them that heard it. For we which have believed do enter into rest. As he said, as I have sworn in my wrath, if they shall enter into my rest, although the works were finished from the foundation of the world. For he spake in a certain place of the seventh day on this wise, and God did rest the seventh day from all his work. And in this place again, if they shall enter into my rest, seeing therefore it remaineth that some must enter therein, and they to whom it was first preached entered not in because of unbelief. Amen. Amen. Praise God. God here is talking to us about faith. Amen. Faith to rest in the promises of his word. Amen. God has given us his word throughout the 66 books of the Bible. And not only that, but God speaks to us through his prophets, and he speaks to us through the pastors that he has put over our lives. God speaks to us through his Holy Spirit. Amen. So there are so many ways that we have heard from God, but we have to make sure that we are entering into a place of resting in belief. Amen. Resting in faith. Amen. The Bible says that they entered not in because of unbelief. You know, it's amazing because as God told the Israelites to go ahead and take the promised land, amen, they did not get in because they did not believe, amen, the word of God. They did not believe. Yes, they believed that it was a good land. Yes, they believed that it was a land flowing with milk and honey. They believed that, but they did not believe that God was going to give them the land. Yeah, see, we have to believe God all the way. Come on, somebody. You can't believe God part of the way, amen. You can't believe God some of the way. You can't believe God most of the way. But we have to believe God all of the way, amen. Somebody say he's an all of the way God, amen. He does not come short when it comes to us, and we cannot come short when it comes to God. He does not come up short when it comes to us and his promises to us. And we, as the people of God, cannot come up short when it comes to the promises of God, when it comes to believing in the promises of God. It's amazing because Hebrews chapter 4 starts with fear not. And I ended on the first part of this lesson 2 weeks ago saying that we should not be afraid. Amen. That God did not give us a spirit of fear. Amen. Hallelujah. It says that we should, what we should fear is that we will be caught short of entering into the rest of God. Amen. That's the only fear that we should have, that we would miss God because of unbelief, that we would miss God by not having enough faith. Amen. Somebody say, God, help my unbelief. Amen. Somebody say, God, increase my faith. Amen. Hallelujah. So now we don't have the spirit of fear. God did not give us the spirit of fear because that comes from the devil. Amen. When the devil comes and tries to get you to be afraid, tries to get you wrapped up in trepidation, tries to get you wrapped up in anxiety. Amen. I talked about 2 weeks ago that fear has torment. Amen. So when you are feeling tormented, when you are feeling anxious, when you feel like your heart is going to drop out of your chest, when you feel like you are so scared that you are frozen into a state of immobility, know that that's the devil. I said discern that that is the devil. Amen. And we all know that the thief, the devil, comes but to steal, to kill, and to destroy. And you have to make a declaration that you are not going to receive fear from the devil. Amen. You're not going to receive that spirit. I thought about it. The fact that we have the power to rebuke the spirit of fear. We have the power, my God, to cast out the spirit of fear. Amen. Because we have the power, the dunamis, that word for power is, the Greek word is dunamis, D-U-N-A-M-I-S, dunamis, amen, dunamis. We have dunamis, amen. We have power. It's like dynamite wrapped up on the inside of you, amen. It's like power, you know, combustible power wrapped up on the inside of you. And you and I have that power, amen, over all the power of the enemy, amen. So you have that power. How do you release that power? You release that power through the words that you speak out of your mouth. Come on. Come on. There's power in your mouth, amen. So when you begin to speak, amen, to those things that try to come against you, especially when it's fear, in the area of the spirit of fear, you can say, fear, I rebuke you, I bind you up, and I cast you out of myself because I'm not receiving you. In the name of Jesus, amen. And make sure you use the name. Come on, somebody, because the power is through the name. Come on, hallelujah. So we rebuke fear, we cast fear out, we reject fear, amen, in the name of Jesus, amen. So the Bible does not tell us here where it says, and fear, therefore fear, the thing that we want to fear, and that's not a spirit, amen, that's an act, amen, that's saying, okay, I am, I'm going to give you the definition of that word fear, amen. The word fear, to put to flight, to fear, to put to flight, to flee, amen, to reverence, venerate, to treat with deference or reverential obedience. That's the kind of fear that we give to God, amen, hallelujah. It's the same kind of fear that we give to God when we reverence the Lord, when we reverence Jesus, when we reverence the Holy Spirit, amen. We give that kind of reverential fear to God. I'm afraid to sin. Come on, somebody. Come on. It's to be afraid of. I'm afraid of the penalty of sin. Amen. I'm afraid to miss God. Amen. I fear to miss God. I'm afraid to disobey God. Amen. Like a child to a parent. Come on. God is our Father who are in heaven. So it's like a child to a parent. Amen. I don't want to disappoint my mom. Amen. I don't want to disappoint my Heavenly Father. I don't want God to have to deal with me. Amen. I don't want God to have to chasten me. Come on, somebody. Because the Bible says that He chastens those whom He loves. So I don't want God to have to deal with me with a heavy hand. My God. So the Bible says that we should, and I don't want God to withdraw His hand, amen, and not give me my blessing. Somebody better hear God on today. Somebody better hear God on today. I want everything that God has for me, amen. So it says, let us therefore fear lest a promise being left us of entering into His rest, amen. That word for rest, kataphosis, amen. This is the Greek word, kataphosis, K-A-T-A-P-A-U-S-I-S, for the Greek scholars out there. But that word means putting to rest, a calming of the wind, a resting place, amen. Something like the secret place of the Most High that the psalmist talks about in Psalm 91, that he who enters into the secret place of the Most High and abides in the shadow of the Almighty. Come on. Oh, my God. I love the secret place. Anybody love that secret place? Amen. That's that resting place of God that we want to enter into. When we have that, you know where that, what else is in that place?
peace is in that place. Peace is in that place. When you enter into God's rest, amen. Come on, somebody say, you don't have to die and go to heaven to get to heaven. Oh, glory, hallelujah. We don't have to wait to die or to leave this earth. If we don't die, we sleep off, amen, and we wake up with Jesus, amen. But we don't have to leave this earth and go to heaven to get to heaven. Come on. God wants us to enter into heaven right here on earth. Somebody needs to hear God on today. God wants you to enter a place of rest where no matter what happens, it's not going to shake you, amen, and it's not going to move you from your place and your position in God. You have to be positioned in God in such a way that nothing can move you out of your heavenly position. Amen. That secret place, the shelter of the Most High, resting in God, believing in the promises of God, having confidence and faith in Him and His Word, and knowing that He's going to do what He said He was going to do. That kind of rest is, that's the kind of rest that the Hebrew writer is talking to us about. That we should fear, to the point where when people try to come in our lives and they're not of God, we should automatically say, ain't nobody got time for that. Ain't nobody got time for that. You're not going to make me miss my blessings. Come on. Hallelujah. When people come with a negative report, you have to tell them, nobody has time for that. You know, I'm not the kids would say, I'm not beat for that. Come on. I'm not down for that. I'm not in the mood for that. I'm in the mood to be blessed. Come on, somebody. I'm in the mood to be believing God. I'm in the mood to go higher with God. I'm in the mood to receive my blessing. I'm in the mood to have my peace. Come on. When they were in the middle of the storm and the waters and the wind came, the water filled the boat and the wind was blowing, both stories, they cried out, Jesus, help us. Master, help us. Don't you care if we perish? The Bible says that Jesus got up and rebuked the wind and the storm. Amen. And he said, he rebuked the wind and the waves. Amen. And he said three words. He said, peace, be still. And the Bible says immediately the wind and the waves became calm. Amen. And that's what we have to remember, that we have a peace, be still, operating on our behalf. Amen. We have a peace, be still, that can be released out of our mouths when we can talk to our storms and we can talk to the situation and we can, you have more power over your situation than you believe that you have. And that's why God wants you to enter into that place of faith, that you are walking in faith for God's plan over your life and rejecting the enemy's plan. So the power, as I said earlier, is in your mouth. Amen. The Bible says the power of life and death are in the tongue. Amen. So when we open our mouth, Paul said we believe and therefore we have spoken. Amen. So when you open your mouth and speak what you believe, things have to manifest. Yeah. Like when you speak peace over your situation, peace has to manifest. When you speak provision over your situation, provision has to manifest. When you speak victory over your situation, come on, somebody help me. Victory has to manifest. When you speak healing over your situation, healing has to manifest. Amen. So by the same token, when you speak defeat over your situation, when you speak lack over your situation, when you speak trouble in your home, when you speak divorce over your marriage, when you speak dismay and discouragement over your children, guess what's got to manifest? Amen. God keeps his word. Amen. So we have to make sure that we are keeping God's word. I said, God keeps his word. So we have to make sure that we are keeping God's word in our hearts and in our minds and in our mouths. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. Let's look at this. The entrance to a place of rest so I can receive the promises. Amen. Let's look at Joshua. Joshua, amen. Joshua chapter 1. Joshua chapter 1. We serve an awesome God. Amen.
That's it.
We serve an awesome God. I love Jesus so much. Amen. If you love Jesus right where you are, just say hallelujah. Hallelujah. We serve an awesome God. Joshua chapter 1. Amen. Verse 1. Now, after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass that the Lord spoke unto Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' minister, saying, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now, therefore, arise, get up, Joshua, go over this Jordan, thou and all this people, unto the land which I do give to them, even to the children of Israel. Every place that the sole of your foot shall tread upon, that have I given unto you. As I said unto Moses, from the wilderness and this Lebanon, even unto the great river, the river Euphrates, all the land of the Hittites, and unto the great sea toward the going down of the sun shall be your coast. There shall not any man be able to stand before thee all the days of thy life. So much for your enemies. I said so much for your enemies. Verse 5 said, there shall not any man be able to stand before thee all the days of thy life. And I said, that's what the Bible said. And I said, so much for your enemies. Come on, don't worry about your enemies. Stop worrying about your enemies. Stop praying against people that are praying against you. Amen. Jesus told us, amen, to bless those who curse us. Pray for those who despitefully use us. Amen. And he showed us an example on the cross after the same people that said, Hosanna, Hosanna, blessed be the Son of the Lord, said, crucify him. After those same people that were with him turned their backs on them and began to run with his haters, began to run with his enemies, and Jesus is hanging on the cross, amen, after they turned him over for crucifixion, amen. Jesus said what? And we know this from the seven last words of Christ. Jesus gave us the best example of praying for our enemies. He said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Oh, come on, somebody. So I know there's a lot of teachings out there, erroneous teachings, and people are saying, you know, bring down fire, the blood of the sword of the Lord. You know, all of this against your enemies and your haters, but that is not of God. That is not what we do as disciples of Christ. Amen. So God, you know, it takes a lot. He told us turn the other cheek. Come on, if they hit you on one cheek, turn the other cheek. I'm so glad nobody's lifted a hand to hit me. But I will have to be tested, amen, because all of my life I had to fight. All my life. You hit me, I hit you back. You said you were going to hit me, I hit you first. You know, but God has delivered me. I've been delivered. Amen. And I thank God for not letting me have to go through that test of somebody slapping me on my cheek and me having to turn the other cheek. But Jesus taught us what we should aspire to. Amen. Let me get back. That was a segue. Let me get back over here to Joshua chapter 5, part B. Amen. He said, God told Joshua, as I was with Moses, so I will be with thee. Oh, y'all got to hear this. Oh, I'm about to run around this house. Amen. Let me start over because I'm getting excited from the word. Amen. He told Joshua, God told Joshua 5b, as I was with Moses, so I will be with thee. I will not fail thee, nor forsake thee. Be strong and of a good courage, for unto this people shall thou divide for an inheritance the land which I swear unto their fathers to give them. Can I stop right there? I'm going to keep reading, but there's some blessings that are coming to you because of the promises that God made to your mother and your father. I said there are some generational blessings coming to you. Forget about generational curses. Come on, the curse has been broken. Come on. Jesus broke the curse, the generational curse on the cross, and ushered in the generational blessing. Amen. So there are some blessings that God has for you just because of who your mother and your grandmother and your great-grandmother is. Amen. God has some generational blessings with your name on them. Amen. Getting ready to come to you, coming to your house. Amen. Because he promised your mother. He promised your grandmother. He promised your great-great-great-grandmother. He promised your great-great-great-great-grandfather. And check this out. He promised Father Abraham. Oh, God. He promised. Abraham is our father through the faith. Amen. We are the seed of Abraham through faith. And there are some promises that we have inherited just because we believe. Oh, come on, somebody. Okay, let me get back to this text. Verse 7. Only be thou strong and very courageous. Again, don't be scared. Only be thou strong and very courageous that thou mayest observe to do according to all the law which Moses, my servant, commanded thee. God wants obedience. I'm going to keep reading. Turn not from it to the right hand or to the left, that thou mayest prosper whithersoever thou goest. Come on. God didn't say that you would just prosper on the job. He didn't say you would just prosper in the church. He didn't say you would just prosper in the schoolyard. He said you will prosper when you obey me. Come on. Verse 7 is your verse. That's a good go-to verse to let you know that obedience releases prosperity. Uh-huh. I said obedience releases prosperity. Amen. When you turn not to the left hand, not to the right hand, the Bible says you will prosper whithersoever thou goest. Amen. Verse 8. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth. There's that word. It shall not depart out of thy mouth. I get excited and my words started twisting up. And I love Jesus. Let's try that again. Verse 8. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then shalt thou make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. Oh my God, I want some good success, amen. Not where I have to look over my shoulder, amen, because I broke the law. Not where I have to go and compromise my integrity, amen, because I'm doing something outside of God's will to be successful. Not where I have to lie and cheat and steal and cut corners, amen, but a good success, amen, where I am prosperous, amen, making my way prosperous, amen, having good success, amen, because I'm meditating on the word of the Lord. This book is not departing out of my mouth. That word for mouth is P-E-H-K. Say amen. Mouth, amen. The mouth of man, mouth as organ of speech. Out of your mouth, amen. This word shall not, that word also is commandment, amen. Through your mouth, I talked about it. You can make a commandment, amen. We don't command God, come on. But we can speak over our situations. Reverence God always, you know, but you can speak over your situation, amen, and make a commandment for that thing to turn around, amen. And when he says meditate on that word, he says meditate on that word day and night. And meditation goes beyond what we think in our mind, amen, hallelujah. I know a Greek scholar, I'm just going to give you some Greek words, Hagar, I'm sorry, it's not the Greek, it's the Hebrew, I'm sorry, and then Pei was also Hebrew, amen. Hagar, amen. That word means, oh God, listen to this, meditate, that's the word for meditate, I said, Hagar, amen. It means to moan, growl, utter, muse, mother, meditate, devise, plot, speak. Oh, come on, it goes deeper. To roar, growl, groan, to utter, speak, come on, to imagine. Come on, that means that you are involving not just, oh, and one more, to study, amen. So it's meditate on the word day and night, amen. Study that word, imagine the word, speak the word, utter the word, amen, talk the word, amen, speak, groan the word, roar, I mean, you have to do it with power, roar, amen, you have to begin to roar, amen, don't be timid with this word, amen, God has given us power, amen, through our mouth, through the pay, to begin to speak, to roar, amen. With authority, amen. When a lion roars, when a tiger growls, amen. When the dog growls, they are not timid. They're doing that thing with authority, amen. So you want to, like I hear Pastor Prophet Jamal say all the time, use your authority, amen. Use your authority, amen. You want to use your authority. It's not, no time to walk around scared and timid. When the devil comes in like a storm, the Spirit of the Lord raises up the standard. Through the word that comes out of your mouth, through the roar and the growl, back up, devil, amen, that comes out of your mouth, amen, hallelujah, amen, amen, hallelujah. You know, you got to get mad at the devil sometimes, amen. And just declare and decree. Because what the devil wants you to do, and speak God's word, because what the devil wants, we're not timid when it comes to. And all of us are not timid when it comes to speaking the devil's word. So we cannot be timid when it comes to speaking God's word. What are the devil's words? Anything that's contrary to what God has said. So we have to make sure that we're not speaking the devil's report. And the devil's words, amen. But that our words are being spoken according to what God has said, meditating on that word day and night, it says. Yeah, day and night, not letting the word depart from your mouth, amen. So sometimes you got to walk around talking to yourself. Come on. They might think you're crazy, but God says he'll take the foolish things and confound the wise. Amen. Hallelujah. So we have authority, amen, trusting and believing in God and trusting and believing in his word. Let's look at Philippians while we talk about God's word and meditating on God's word, amen. I pray this is helping somebody, amen. And if I said Greek while I was meant Hebrew, if I'm in the Old Testament, it's Hebrew. If I'm in the New Testament, it's Greek, okay? So you guys can put that together, amen? And sometimes it's Aramaic, amen? So Old Testament is Aramaic and Hebrew. New Testament is Greek lexicon, amen? So you can begin to differentiate, and that goes down to the depth of, like, they translate the King James Version of the Bible is translated as close to the original text as possible. And when you get into other translations, you are getting further and further away from the original meaning. That's why it's always good to have you a concordance and a strong concordance. Amen. So you could go back and look at some of the original meanings of the word. Let's look at Philippians chapter 4. Philippians chapter 4, he's here. I love it because in order as we're teaching tonight, walking in faith for God's plan, in order to do that, we have to have a certain mindset. In order to do that, we have to have a certain mindset. Let's look at Philippians 4, verse 1. Therefore, my brethren, dearly beloved and longed for, my joy and crown, so stand fast in the Lord, my dearly beloved. I beseech you, Eulias, and beseech Syntyche, that they be of the same mind in the Lord. And I entreat thee also, true yoke fellow, help those women which labor with me in the gospel, with Clement also, and with other my fellow laborers whose names are in the book of life. Rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say, rejoice. Let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. Be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your heart and mind through Christ Jesus. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, think on these things. Verse 9, those things which you have both learned and received, and heard, and seen in me, do, and the God of peace shall be with you. Amen. 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 And Paul here is talking in the book of Philippians to the church of Philippi, and he's telling them, look, this is the mindset I need you to have. First and foremost, well, I need us all to be in the same mindset. You know, I created a board, a vision 2020 board for myself to keep myself started and to keep myself on point for my goals, amen, and the vision that God has given me for my life. And one of the things that I put on that board was only positive people, only quality people. Build great connections is on my board. Develop my inner circle. Build and develop my winning team. Amen. Hallelujah. Team. Together, everyone achieves more. Amen. Together, everyone achieves more. But that is something that I put on my board because this is the season where I only want quality people around me. Amen. In my inner circle. Amen. So that's what Paul is saying, that you have to have people around you. And I thank God for those of you on the prayer line because you are part of my my positive quality people group, amen. You're part of my tribe, amen, hallelujah. But Paul was saying, be around people that have the same mindset, amen. Be around people that are walking together. It's not, you can't walk together unless you agree, amen, hallelujah. So he was saying, be around people with the same mindset. And then he was saying, this is the mindset that you need to have. I need you to have a positive mindset. I don't want you to dwell on the negativities in life. Amen. I want you to think on whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are a good report. We have to have any virtue, any power, any praise, any think on those things. Think on these things. Amen. That mindset is a winning mindset. Amen. A lot of you know that we didn't have a prayer line on last night. Pastor Emily called me about 7 o'clock, something to 7, I think, and said that his car had broken down. Amen. It was overheating, and he needed me to come and pick him up. And we canceled prayer because we have a switchboard. And in order to take our prayer calls, I would need to be local to be able to work the switchboard, amen. And we're looking for we're going to be training others to work the switchboard so that if things come up like this, we will be able to, you know, delegate and ask another one of our team members to do the prayer, amen. But he called me and his car had broken down. There was no panic in his voice. Pastor, I drive a new car. Pastor Emily drives an older vehicle. Amen. And he's, we believe in God for his new car. Amen. Because Kayla needs the car now. Amen. And we're thanking God for his new car in advance. Come on, somebody. But his car broke down. It overheated a little bit. And the gauge went towards red. Started to smoke. So he parked it. Amen. There was no panic in his voice. There was no complaining. Come on. Come on. Because one of the things that we as Christians have to stop doing is murmuring and complaining. That's another reason that the Israelites did not receive the promise, because they complained too much. They had no faith, little faith, and too much complaining. Amen. So he called me, and I didn't panic. Come on. I didn't start complaining about the bills that need to be paid. I didn't say, oh, Christmas is next week. We can't afford another car payment, car repair bill. None of that. Amen. I got in my car. He called the AAA. I met them there. The tow truck got there when I got there. And we took that car to his mechanic. It cost some money to fix it. It cost quite a few hundred dollars to fix, amen. But the car is fixed, amen. And we are still praising God. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. I said we are praising God, amen, that the car was able to be fixed, amen, that it didn't cost as much as it could have, amen, and that God made the availability available, for the funds available, for us to fix the vehicle. Come on. And everything else is irrelevant. Come on. I said everything else is irrelevant. What matters is that God made a way. Come on. What matters is the car didn't break down and stop in the middle of the highway. Amen. And created a massive car crash. What matters is that God was with Pastor Anthony. He didn't forsake him. He didn't fail him. Come on. What matters is it is well. Come on. And that's what the mindset, it says, when you do these things, Paul says, God will give you a peace that surpasses all understanding. Yeah, people won't understand why you're not complaining. People won't understand how you have so much peace when all the gates of hell are trying to come against you and your family and your household. Amen. People won't understand what's going on with you. Amen. But you keep that word in your heart. You keep it in your mind. You keep it in your mouth. You keep that word You keep roaring the word of God. Amen. It is well. That's what the woman said when her son died. He was dead. Amen. And she said, it is well. Amen. And the man, when she went to the prophet, and the prophet came back with her, and the boy was dead. Ain't nobody sit around. The prophet didn't say, oh, he's dead. Dead is the door now. No. The prophet went to praying, and the boy came back to life. Amen. And it was well. See, there's power in your words, and there's power in prayer. Part of your meditation is prayer. Amen. Don't be down there praying to yourself. Open your mouth and do some audible prayer. Come on, somebody. Yes, God knows your thoughts, but God wants you to open your mouth and talk to him. Amen. Communicate with him. Amen. Let him know what's going on. He knows everything anyway, but God, like your mom, like your mother used to want to, you to, and like your father used to want you to, God wants you to come to him and say, Daddy, Father, I need you to help me. I need $400 to fix this car. I need $1,000 to pay this rent. I need $2,000, $5,000 to pay my tuition. Come on. And God will do it. Won't he do it? Come on, somebody. God is able. Amen. I want to, I don't got drunk in the Holy Ghost, amen, but I'm praising God that our car, we're picking their car up tonight, amen, and because God will not only give you money to do what you need to do, but God will also give you favor, amen. So even, I want to say this to somebody, you might need some money right now. You might think you need some money right now, but you really don't need money. You need favor. Amen. Because favor can be your currency. Come on, somebody. In other words, God can give you favor where you might owe somebody something, and they'll tell you, oh, don't worry about it. I'm going to cancel this debt. Oh, I don't know who I'm talking to right now. You know, you might have a bad doctor report 1 week, amen, and go back into the doctor's office, and the doctor will look at that test and again, and he'll say, I don't know what happened, but I was looking at something last week, and I'm looking at the same thing this week. We did not repeat the test, but that thing that I saw last week is gone. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You could be standing, God could give you favor, amen, where you're standing in the courtroom, amen, and you know that the things are not supposed to go your way. But if you're thinking like I just talked about in the book of Philippians chapter 4, whatsoever things are praiseworthy, and you're believing God for a good report, and you're asking God, and you already been meditating on the word, and you're asking God to move in the middle of your circumstances, and he has given you a peace in your spirit, you could stand in that courtroom and the judge will look at you and say, I don't even know why I'm doing this, but case dismissed. Come on. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. God's getting ready to throw out some court cases. Amen. This month and then in the upcoming months of 2020, look for God to dismiss the case. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And I'm talking, I know God is moving. I'm expecting God to move in some situations in my life, and I'm saying that God's going to move in your life. Amen. Let's look at some more scripture if we have time. I think, yeah, we still do have a few more minutes. Let's see where we're going to go. God is a promise keeper. Amen. Let's look at... let's look at Numbers, amen. I don't know if I went here last week, but I'm being led to go to Numbers. I think I did go to Numbers, but I want to go, Numbers. It's not in my notes, so I have to look it up. Okay, Numbers 13. Let's go to Numbers 13. Amen. We serve a promise-keeping God. Amen. Numbers 13, here, Joshua now has been across the Jordan again. God parted another river, body of water for the people of God for the second time to move through the waters on dry land. I said, God parted a body of water for the second time for the people of Israel to move through the waters on dry land. And I'm here to tell you that if God did it before, he can do it again. Amen. If God did it before, he can do it again. God can make a way out of what seems to be no way. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. So let's look at Numbers chapter 13. Numbers chapter 13, God told them to go ahead and possess the land. They sent in spies. Amen. Let's look at 13, verse 23. And they came unto the brook of Eshcol and cut down from thence a branch with one cluster of grapes. And they bare it between two upon a staff. And they brought of the pomegranate and of the fig. The place was called the brook Eshcol because of the cluster of grapes, which the children of Israel cut down from thence. And they returned from searching of the land after 40 days. And they went and came to Moses and to Aaron and to all the congregation of the children of Israel unto the wilderness of Paran to Kadesh, and brought back word with them and to all the congregation, and showed them the fruit of the land. And they told him and said, we came unto the land whither thou sentest us, and surely it floweth with milk and honey, and this is the fruit of it. Nevertheless, the people be strong that dwell in the land, and the cities are walled and very great. And moreover, we saw the children of Anak there. The Amalekites dwell in the land of the south, and the Hittites and the Jebusites and the Amorites dwell in the mountains, and the Canaanites dwell by the sea and by the coast of Jordan. And Caleb stilled the people before Moses and said, let us go up at once and possess it, for we are well able to overcome it. But the men that went up with him said, we be not able to go up against the people, for they are stronger than us. And they brought up the evil report of the land, which they had searched unto the children of Israel, saying, the land through which we have gone to search it is a land that eateth up the inhabitants thereof. And all the people that we saw in it are men of a great stature. And there we saw the giants, men of a great stature. And there we saw the giants and the sons of Anak, which come of the giants. And we were in our own sight as grasshoppers, and so we were in their sight. Now God has told the people that he was going to give them the land. Amen. And they, I told you, they had no faith. That's what we started. We go back to the book of Hebrews, where I started, Hebrews chapter 4, where the Bible says that the people, because they did not mix the word with faith, did not possess the promises of God. And because these people did not mix the promises of God with faith, they missed out on getting into the land. And these people died in the wilderness. Amen. They died in the wilderness. Amen. They went and saw God. Some of y'all, it's what God has promised you is so close that you could just, you could touch it. You could feel like you could just reach out and touch it. You're just that close to your breakthrough. You know that God is getting ready to do something mighty in your life. You can feel it in the feelings of your spirit realm. Amen. You just can taste it. And you know how you know, you want to know how you're so close to your breakthrough? Because the enemy is doing everything that he can to steal your joy. He's doing everything that he can to get you to back up. He's doing everything that he can to scare you. Amen. The devil is doing everything that he can to destroy your faith in God and to destroy your relationship, to even destroy your relationship with God, to get you to back up from God and back up from the church and back up from faith and back up from believing God and back up from tithing and back up from sowing and back up from moving forward by faith, walking in faith, knowing that if you keep walking in faith, that God's going to fulfill every promise that he gave you. Amen. That's how you know that you're close to your breakthrough. When every time you move, the enemy moves just like that. Amen. Or the enemy will bring doubt into your mind like he did with these people. He brought doubt into their minds and they doubted God. Or he'll bring fear of comparison, amen, where you begin to compare yourself to other people. They were men of great stature. They're more blessed than I am. They're more educated than I am. They know more word than I do. They have more money than I do. They have a bigger house. So what? So what? None of that matters when it comes to what God has in store for you. What God has for you is for you. Amen. And what God has said to you is for you. It's not for that next person. It's not for your neighbor. Amen. As much as we say, turn to your neighbor and say, this promise is for you. God's going to give you a breakthrough. God's going to bless you. God's bringing you into your promises. God's bringing you into your promised land. God's going to heal your body. God's going to bring your children to a place of peace. God's going to bring your children out of alcoholism, out of drug addiction, out of homosexuality, out of sin. God's going to bring your children out, amen, of being sick. God's bringing you out of being fed up. He's bringing you out of frustration. He's bringing you out of lack. Come on, somebody. God's going to give you that promotion. You're the one that's going to be driving the new car. You're the one that's getting the keys to your house. Come on. You're the one that's business. Your business is getting ready to prosper. This promise is for you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And Caleb knew that. So many people did not see it. The multitude did not see what God has for them. They missed it, y'all. They missed it. But Caleb did not miss it. Verse 30 says, Caleb told them, be quiet. Be quiet. Let's go up at once and possess it because we are well able to overcome it. What did Caleb do? Caleb mixed the word with faith. The Bible says that him and Joshua were the only two out of that whole generation that got in. They mixed the word with faith. The others, the spies, the Bible said, brought up the devil's report, brought up the evil report. Let me say this to you. I don't care who it is. If somebody's coming to you with an evil report and you know God that says some things to you about you and your children and your inheritance, your posterity, don't believe the evil report. Have the spirit of Caleb. Amen. Pastor Anthony talked about this last week. Have the spirit of Caleb and Joshua. They had another spirit, Pastor Anthony said. The Bible says they had another spirit. They had what we've been talking about on tonight. They were walking. They were walking in faith. They were walking by faith, walking in faith for God's plan. Come on. They said, we are well able. Caleb said, we are well able. We are well able to possess it. God said it. In other words, Caleb was saying, God said it. I believe it. That settles it. God said it. I believe it. That settles it. Come on, somebody. God said it. I believe it. That settles it. And these people, they had the nerve to say they're giants in the land, men of great stature. You know, sometimes we can be intimidated by other people. They might have bigger, you know, for pastors, they might have a bigger ministry, more people. For those of you who are going after your dreams, somebody might have more education, seem to be more gifted than you, more charismatic. They might be more qualified for the position. But none of that matters when it comes to the promises of God. I said favor is better than money. Amen. Favor is more valuable to us than currency. Favor is our currency in a lot of places. But favor is also what God releases, amen, over our lives when he wants to release the promise. Hallelujah. They said these people are bigger than us. They're better than us. We're like grasshoppers. They're giants. They're giants. And then you know what these foolish people said? In our own sight, in our own mindset, we're as grasshoppers. They're the giants. This was not even what people thought about them. This was what they thought about themselves, that they were some little bug. Tell somebody, I ain't no grasshopper. You might as well get you a t-shirt. I am not no grasshopper. I am not a grasshopper. I'm no grasshopper. I'm no bug. I told them in church Sunday, I don't like bugs. I despise bugs. I don't want to live with bugs, and I'm not going to be a bug. Come on, somebody. So you're no grasshopper, amen. You are a child of the Most High God. You are a son of the Most High God. Sons and daughters of the Most High God. You are joint heirs with Christ of the promises of Abraham, amen. Get this in your mindset. Get the mind of Christ. Let this same mind that was in Christ also be in you, amen. Walk in faith for God's plan for your life. I started 2 weeks ago with this, and I'll end it here, amen, so I complete this lesson. Jeremiah 29:11, God says, for I know the thoughts that I think towards you, thoughts of good and not of evil, thoughts to bring you to an expected end, amen, hallelujah, hallelujah. And he says, in the same verse, Jeremiah 29:11, the NIV version, I know the plans I have for you. For I know the plans I have for you. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you a hope and a future. God has a plan for your life. God has a great plan for your life. God has a plan to bless you. God has a plan to prosper you. God has a plan to heal you. God has a plan for your life. He has a plan to use you for his glory. God has a plan to elevate you. God has a plan, hallelujah, to give you blessings upon blessings. He says, with blessings I will bless you. With multiplying I will multiply you. God has a plan, hallelujah, to put you in a position of authority. God has a plan, hallelujah, to put you in a position where he's using you for his glory. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. But you have a responsibility. You have to walk in faith for God's plan. Hallelujah. You have to walk in faith for God's plan. Hallelujah. Father God, we thank you and we praise you on tonight, God. We thank you, Lord, for your word, God, which is nourishment to our spirit. Lord, we thank you, Lord, hallelujah, that you have ignited us on tonight, God. Lord, we are not grasshoppers, oh God, but we are more than conquerors, oh God. And that makes us, oh God, we are not grasshoppers. We are more than conquerors through Christ Jesus. We don't want to forget that part. We are more than conquerors through Christ Jesus. And that makes us warriors for Christ, warriors for Jesus Christ. So, Lord, we thank you, Lord, that we will not die in the wilderness. And Lord, we mix like Caleb and like Joshua. We mix your word with faith and we will roar. We will roar. We will meditate on your word day and night, not letting this word depart out of our mouths, oh God. And we thank you, Jesus. We thank you, God, that you are a promise keeper, and you will fulfill the plan that you have for each and every one of our lives. So, Lord, we believe it, and we receive it. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I'm excited. I pray that you all are excited. God bless you. Amen. I pray that you are not only excited, but you are ignited. Amen. And ready to receive everything that God has for you. Amen. Please do go ahead and sow tonight into this word. Amen. You can go over to our website at nccmonline.org. Amen. And sow into this word on tonight. Amen. Sow into God's blessings and his promises for you. Sow into the ministry tonight. Amen. Hallelujah. We thank God for all of the faithful sowers, all of the faithful tithers that are connected to NCCM. When God gave us the vision for New Creation Christian Ministries, he didn't say New Creation Christian Church. Amen. He said ministries. Amen. And now we know why, because it goes beyond the four walls of the church. We have this global ministry, amen, that God is utilizing for his glory, amen. So we thank God for each and every one of you, and we say go in peace tonight. Continue to pray our strength in the Lord as we continue to pray for you, amen. God bless you. Go in peace and serve our God. We love you. God bless you. Good night. Amen. Praise God. See you Sunday. Amen. 1482 Maple Avenue for those in the local area. New Creation Christian Ministries, 1230, 1482 Maple Avenue. Good night. Amen.